This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget for financial year 25-26 today, marking her eighth consecutive budget. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. 16 bills, including the Finance Bill 2025, the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024, and the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 will be taken up for discussion and passage. The first part of the budget session will be held till 13th February, while the second leg of the session will be held from 10th March to 4th of April. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman interacted with the secretaries and the senior officials of Finance Ministry involved in the budget-making process at her office in North Block in New Delhi. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 6.4% in the financial year 2025, and the growth is likely to range between 6.3% to 6.8% in the next financial year. This was projected in the economic survey presented by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in both the Houses of Parliament. The economic survey highlights that the fundamentals of the domestic economy remain robust with calibrated fiscal consolidation and stable private consumption. It mentioned that the country has displayed steady economic growth supported by the agriculture and services sector. Rural demand is witnessing improvement on the back of record kharif production and favorable agricultural conditions. It says the manufacturing sector faced pressures due to weak global demand and domestic seasonal conditions. Chief Economic Advisor CEA Dr. V. Anant Nageswaran has said that agriculture is the sector of the future as there is enough scope to raise the contribution of agriculture by 0.75% to 1% in terms of GDP growth. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the tabling of the economic survey in Parliament, Mr. Nageswaran said the area under micro-irrigation has increased threefold. The CEA said, in terms of infrastructure, India has done well with new airports, trains and reduced turnaround times at ports. He said there has also been an expansion in telecom and power sector capacity. He mentioned that the value of trade affected by new import restrictions has surged from $170 billion in 2014 to 2015 to over $1.3 trillion today, highlighting a shift towards strategic competition in global trade. President Draupadi Murmu has said, amid global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. Addressing the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament at the beginning of the budget session, the President said her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure welfare of the people with a vision of reform, perform and transform. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said President Draupadi Murmu's address was a resonant outline of India's path towards building a Viksit Bharat. With only 4 days left for campaigning for the Delhi Assembly polls, the city is heated up with roadshows, rallies, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. Prominent leaders of all political parties and the candidates are not leaving any stone unturned to reach the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Dwarka. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal, Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and party MP Sanjay Singh also held rallies in different constituencies of Delhi. Meanwhile, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi held a roadshow at Nangloi Jat in New Delhi. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, addressed a public meeting in Madipur constituency. The Judicial Commission set up to probe the reasons behind the Mahakumbh incident visited the Sangam Ghat to investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident. On Wednesday, the incident had claimed 30 lives and 60 were injured in Mahakumbh. In men's cricket, India defeated England by 15 runs in the fourth T20 match in Pune to clinch the series to 3-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.